This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Stephen Scott of Double Tap Canada. The show airs Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio, and Stephen joins us this morning for us this afternoon from Glasgow, Scotland. Hey, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for making time to be with us today. So let's go back to yesterday, where Samsung held its Galaxy Unpacked showcase and introduced new editions of the Galaxy Book series, and it's been getting a whole lot of attention. So, Stephen, I know you're always a little bit, unwilling to jump into the Samsung world, but yesterday we forced you into it. We said, Stephen, you're going to look at this stuff. So what is the Galaxy Book?
Oh, it's another boring laptop, Dave. Let's be honest about it. I'm really glad that Samsung have finally got into this game. I mean, they've been in the laptop game for a while. I mean, there's been Samsung laptops for years. Then they started getting into what I would say is basically trying to copy all the other competitors, right? Like Apple with the range of products. So, you know, really trying to lay out now key products, the Galaxy Book, the Galaxy Book Pro, and the Galaxy Book Pro 360. So that is the products they've brought out.
Excellent. So let's start jumping into some of the individual editions here. So what are some of the features that you're going to get if you indulge in the Galaxy Book Pro?
Well, this is the interesting thing. I'm really struggling to see the differences here between the products. And I think we're at a point, Dave, where computing power is at the level that when we talk budget, even budget isn't budget anymore.
Right, you know, right.
It's powerful enough to do most of the tasks people would want to do. Why would I buy Book Pro over Book? I don't know, to be honest. I think that they're both pretty much the same. The key difference between the Book and the Book Pro is that the Book Pro comes in 13-inch and 15.6-inch. The Book comes in 15.6-inch size. I must admit, I think this is brilliant because it has got that full-size keyboard. It's got that number pad on there, which I still love as a
Jaws. I love the number pad.
It's brilliant. You know, it really is. And it's a really nice machine. The 13-inch is quite sexy as well. I mean, you know, I have to say portability is key. And you always pay more. And it seems to be under the Pro line that you tend to see the smaller machines. I used to think the smaller would be cheaper to make, but I don't think that's the case. You know what? I know I'm not a manufacturer. I just play with this. And I must admit, you know, I have what I call fat hands. So it's a syndrome, real thing. And, you know, basically I need a big keyboard, right? I want a big keyboard. And I don't, a small laptop and, you know, I'm a large guy. They don't go well together, Dave. It doesn't look right to
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm. I also have a French fry related fat hands. It's definitely something that that relates in my life. Stephen, what about accessibility features?
So I checked in with Samsung on this because Samsung have been known to bring a range of accessibility features into their other products. So on smartphones, on TVs, they've actually built their own accessibility features, which is brilliant. They haven't done this with the laptops, but what they have said is that Windows full accessibility support for Narrator and Magnifier and all the other accessibility features that are in Windows 10 will be fully available via these devices. So that, of course, is great news. And in some ways, I think that's enough. I don't think we necessarily want – Windows is complicated enough, right?
Right.
I don't think anything else added on there. So I think Samsung have made the right call here.
So let's jump into one more different model here, but then I want to ask you a couple more general questions because we also saw the release of the Galaxy Book Pro 360. So as you mentioned, you couldn't really tell the difference between the Galaxy Book and the Book Pro. What about when I add those numbers 360?
So immediately, what does that make you think of? Well, for me, it just made me think, and I'm glad I was right on this one, that it is what I call a turnaround laptop. You know, you can turn it into a tablet. So you open up your laptop and then you turn it round all the way around as if you're going to break that screen off. But you don't try that with the Galaxy Book Pro. You will break it. That won't happen because you can turn it into a tablet. And that's pretty cool, right? If you like that kind of thing, you also get S Pen support as well, which means you're able to use your smart Samsung Pen and take notes. I think this is, again, I would say this is a very visual aspect to this. For people who like to use the tablet or computer in this way, that's fine. For a lot of us who are screen reader users, we'll never use this function. But it's an interesting idea. A lot of us out there are low vision, Dave, so, you know, we may find this quite useful.
Stephen, you mentioned that budget doesn't always necessarily mean low computing power these days, but we still know folks are living on budgets here. So what are we looking at in terms of a price tag across these three devices?
So no prices yet in Canada for the Galaxy Book, but they have released pricing for the Pro and the Pro 360. So starting, I love this, starting price is a $1469 for the Galaxy Book. But interestingly, for the 360, it's $1599. So you're not paying a huge amount more to get the tablet, essentially the tablet edition of it. But, you know, I think for most people, the Galaxy Book Pro will be enough. If you must use your computer like a tablet, then you'll want the 360.
That's a good chunk of change for a laptop. I remember a couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking about budget laptop shopping. And these definitely, when you look at those price numbers, that does not suggest budget. That suggests a premium price.
Yeah, and I would guess I'm going to just stick it out there. I think that the Book will probably come in around $1299. I think that would probably add up to what I'm seeing from prices coming out of the UK and US. So, you know, they haven't announced pricing yet, but I would imagine it's going to be in that region. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of it. But all these things now, they cost so much money, and I think ultimately you're paying for the brand.
Yeah.
The style and all that. There are cheaper options out there. If you're not fussed about brand and style, there's Acer, there's Asus, there's a Dell Inspiron lower end ranges. Doesn't have to be XPS from Dell to be the best. In fact, sometimes the Inspiron ranges, I would argue, better. So, you know, lots of options out there.
Stephen, something else you mentioned to me that jumped out is when we start comparing Apple and Samsung, because that's largely the competition that we're looking at here in regards to those premium brands across models. You did mention here that we're looking at the system operating a Windows system as opposed to sort of an Android mobile system. And maybe that's fundamentally the difference here between saying, well, if I've got an iPhone, I want a MacBook, because there's maybe going to be some communication between those systems and there's going to be an operating system overlap. Whereas if we're looking at a Samsung phone that's operating the Android mobile system, and then we're looking at a Samsung laptop that's operating a Windows system, maybe there's not that same frictionless existence.
Well, that is certainly something Samsung are keen to try and sort with these devices, because one of the key features here is the ability that these Samsung laptops will work very closely with Samsung smartphones, with Samsung tablets. You know, for example, you could use your Samsung tablet as a second screen on your laptop if you so wished. But you can also operate a lot of the apps that you want to use via an app called Microsoft Your Phone, which Samsung have developed to work with their smartphones. And also, I guess some other, I mean, I think it's possible other smartphones will work, Android smartphones, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we're starting to see, and Microsoft are doing more of this now, we're starting to see that bridge between Android and Windows, in the same way that we've seen, obviously, the frictionless, as you call it, you know, seamless experience of working between iPhone and Apple, MacBooks and iPads and so on. That's starting to come in now, I think, through Windows working with companies like Samsung to try and do something similar. And actually, truthfully, it is Android. We're seeing more and more of that. But Samsung doing great work, especially in the accessibility space, working closely with Google to make new features come out. First on Samsung was the new Android version of TalkBack. And that's starting to roll out now to other devices. So you're seeing how Samsung are taking a lead in this, not just making product, but actually actively being involved in its development. So that's really interesting to see.
It does speak to some collaboration, right? If you have Samsung, Microsoft, and Google all talking to each other, odds are you're going to get some pretty neat products coming out of that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the closest example to this, and I was thinking about this the other day, and we are touching on this later, is the Surface Duo from Microsoft, which is their essentially their new Windows phone, but it's running Android. And that's really interesting to see how all that will work with the existing system. But of course, we're seeing that more and more of the Android ecosystem is working with Microsoft, which is good news.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, Stephen, what else do you guys have on deck for Double Tap Canada tonight?
So interesting, lots of stuff to talk about. Amazon have also just brought out a new tablet, a 10-inch tablet version, the Fire HD 10. And this also comes with a keyboard. It also comes with Office 365 support. So just as we were saying, you know, more and more devices coming out, you know, Amazon's HD tablets or Fire HD tablets run off what they call Fire OS, which is built off Android. So you see how it all starts to come together, right? So it's very interesting to talk about that and see and Amazon tablets actually become more productivity-based. So we're going to talk about that and a whole lot of nonsense as well, I'm sure.
Well, the nonsense is why I tune in. I like hearing the nonsense on the show as well. Hey, Stephen, always fun catching up with you. Thank you for giving us a recap of the Samsung Galaxy Unpacked event.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.